This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Thursday, which Ed Norris likes to call it.
Friday Eve.
Ed Norris, yes. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, and joining us courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline, he is Wally Williams. Good morning to you, Wally.
Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Hey, Wally, did you see the movie This Christmas?
This Christmas?
Yes.
This Christmas.
Chris Brown was in it. Idris Elba was in it.
Why didn't you ask Ed or I if we've
because
seen that
Because he's
movie.
The guest.
Yes, I have seen that movie.
Whenever I hear this song, it reminds me of the closing scene when they were all doing the Soul Train dance.
I have seen that movie before.
And you see Regina King in a different aspect there, Wally.
You know, you see some flexibility, some athletic ability.
Absolutely.
We've been on the show with you for 3 hours, and you haven't brought up that movie to Ed.
Because the song just came on.
Why do you assume Ed and I have never seen that movie?
I don't assume.
You didn't
have
ask
you
us.
Seen the movie?
I ain't seen it.
I know you haven't seen it.
Why not?
I hear the undercurrent of some racial jealousy here.
Maybe I want to see Regina King. Flexibility.
You can't see it.
Oh.
You can't see it. You got, hey, you got to use my code like Ed does with Uber Eats.
You got the code, that's right.
Wally, you played offensive line in the NFL. You've been in that locker room. How important is it to the locker room that Lamar Jackson remains in Baltimore?
Ooh, it is very important, guys. It is very important. I know, you know, this thing started out very kind of lazy and with the injury and everything. And, you know, he'll be back. But it's taking a kind of a store ahead of itself right now. And, look, it's important that the first priority that the Ravens look at is getting Lamar done, getting him back in that locker room. And it's important for the organization and the franchise because, look, they built this team moving forward around what Lamar Jackson can bring to the team. And it would just shocking if he's not a Baltimore Raven for a very long time.
I agree. One of the people that is on the in the conversation now is maybe a cap casualty, Chuck Clark. I mean, he's been a good Raven for as long as he's been here, but it's crowded back there now, and they're going to make some hard decisions if they're going to pay Lamar with, you know, Williams and you know, Kyle with Geno Stone and all the back. Do you see him staying here?
See, and, you know, look, this is the crazy thing about free agency and this time of year when you have to pay players to get your roster settled. You know, you have to make those kind of decisions because, you know, with Lamar getting what he deserves and probably we'll see how this plays out, somebody has to go. And you just don't know who those guys are. Usually they're guys who are more, you know, players who have been on the roster for a long time, you know, just – that popular guy who's been on special teams or, you know, somebody's salary is going to have to be moved to the wayside for Lamar to fit in. Look, we see this happen every year. Aaron Rodgers wanted his money, okay? He wanted to be straight. but he loses his top receiver in the process of getting what he wants. So somebody's going to have to go, and it's just going to be this is going to be some big time drama played out for the next couple of months to see what happens with this.
So, Wally, in the playoffs, who are you liking moving forward? Got some interesting matchups, some divisional matchups in this round as well.
Well, I'm going to stay within the division and say the Bengals move on. If we can't beat them, we might as well join them and stay with the division. And I take the Bengals over the Bills this weekend. And you know, I just think that team is just, you know, it just, they have too many weapons. I think too many young weapons on the Bengals side, and I think their defense is playing a little bit better as well. I think they're playing a little better than the Bills defense right now. I got KC and the Bengals in the AFC Championship game again. And look, who knows what's going to happen in the NFC? Who knows what's going to happen with the Cowboys and that debacle over there? Do they play up to their standards, or do the Giants come in and surprise everybody and just, you know, flip everybody over? So, you know, Philly's the best team over there. So I say Philly and whoever else, but Philly's going to win the NFC and represent the NFC at the Super Bowl.
Here with Wally Williams. Wally, real quick, you talk about the NFC, and I have a hard time thinking that Brock Purdy at some point. The glass slipper isn't going to come off, and he's going to show that he's a undrafted rookie. I think he has a bright future. I just have a hard time believing that an undrafted rookie, a rookie in general, but especially undrafted one, can take a team. Oh, sorry, oh, Mr. Irrelevant, not undrafted. Mr. Irrelevant can take a team all the way to the Super Bowl.
I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean that Shanahan and that staff over there, are they the best signal callers in the NFL?
I think they are. I think they are. If not, Kansas City's got to be San Fran.
And look, the system that San Fran runs with the pieces around it, I mean, look, that can possibly happen. But you've been around it too much. You just can't fathom a rookie quarterback. Well, I think we've seen that for a very long time that will start in a Super Bowl. I think it's, what, Dan Marino? Have we seen one since?
Yeah.
Have we seen one since? Stop me if I'm wrong with that. Please correct me. But that doesn't happen. So it's hard to imagine San Francisco going all the way and being in that situation with a rookie quarterback. That's why I say Frisco will be there. But if anybody can do it, it's that system of operation that they have in Frisco. The defense is rock solid, tough, nasty, and they have a lot of players around Purdy to make that thing happen. So if he doesn't turn over the ball, that's going to be an interesting context, whoever faces the 49ers moving on.
What year was Brady and
Second year.
Yeah,
that was second year.
There was another one in there, too. Anyway, go ahead. I was just spitballing.
You know, so Kyler Murray had his contract after Deshaun Watson, and he didn't get fully guaranteed money. A lot of guaranteed, not fully. Do you think the owners are ever going to make a fully guaranteed contract again?
Ooh, Ed, that's a good question. You know, it all depends on the player, the position, and the timing of things. I think people, you know, think these things just are going to come automatically and teams are just going to invest the entire franchise and put a big number on a player. But as you know how these contracts work, you know, really is a total guaranteed contract. What Deshaun Watson got in Cleveland is insane. And that would have really, you know, put the frigid market on its head as far as what Lamar gets. You know, 250 guaranteed right out the gate. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Will that happen again? I think it will. I think these numbers are going to start moving in other directions. I think when I say other directions, they're going to find other ways to hide money. Maybe the total contract may sound bigger, but these guarantees are going to start coming down, I think, a little bit. Because, I mean, if you give him 250, the next number coming up for anybody else, Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence coming up, are we talking less than $300 million?
Herbert, too.
I mean, yeah. Herbert coming up. I mean, the number's only going to get higher. So we're going to see how this thing folds out, because I think if I was mistaken, Mahomes signed his about 2 or 3 years ago, and his total package was $400 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Wally. Sorry.
Well, I'm just saying that's what we're looking at. That's where the market is going to go. Look, there's an increase in market. We don't take a lot of pay cuts as players, and when we do, we switch teams. So at the quarterback position, inflation is very high, and it's going to go up every year with these salaries and these guarantees.
By the way, the other rookie quarterback I was thinking of was Big Ben, but they went to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, he had the long winning streak.
Yeah,
lost to the Patriots.
Yep. Yeah. Wally, just piggybacking on what you said, should contracts in the NFL be guaranteed fully?
I think they should. I think they should. You know, because of the dangers, because of the opportunities, a very small window for everybody to win. So what makes a player play more, you know, efficiently than knowing that your money is straight and you don't have to worry about that? So I think they should all be guaranteed. The numbers itself may need to be doctored down, but I never understood the fact when somebody gets, oh, he has a $300 million deal with 80 guaranteed, and you know he's not going to see that $300 million. I mean, what is that self-promotion of a program? Or are we trying to, you know, help the player out and give him his work, all those things like that. So at least let the numbers be true to what the salary is actually given to the athlete. I think that's always been my problem with contracts and overinflation and saying he's getting $80 million, but you only give him $30 million at the end of the day.
There he is, Wally Williams. Wally, where are you going to be enjoying the playoff game this weekend?
You said, where will I be enjoying?
Yeah, yeah.
Where, you know what, guys? You know what? I have a lot of stuff going on down here in old Tallahassee, this end of the country. I will be in between recruiting at Albany State University, between that and keeping one eye at the playoff game. So I've taken a new offensive line position coaching there, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That is awesome. Hey, yes. good luck to you and congratulations.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any eligibility or the weight either, so we'll be good.
Hey, we're looking for linemen and defensive backs, so come on, let's play.
I can backpedal.
Hey.
I can backpedal. I just can't plant and go back forward. I'm a one-direction guy.
These cats are watching me dance. Hey, Wally, these cats are watching me dance, and my hips, I got good movements, man. I got quick hips.
No, you don't.
Hey, man, look, come out here and show us the swiggle hip technique. We need that down here. We need that ASAP.
Only like Jagger.
Yeah, only problem is if you're looking for cornerbacks, I'm white. So I don't think you want me.
What do you mean? I mean, we're gonna change the dynamic of the position.
Hey, not with Jeremy, you won't. Hey, Wally, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, fellas.
Don't put me in the offensive line. It's like, the hell?
Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, Jeremy and I argue best teams in the NBA and the MVP up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
9:19 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Jeremy, I told you before, because you're on the show, I think the biggest influence for me is that I'm watching a lot more NBA. A lot more NBA than I've watched before. And I'll be honest with you, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I love it.
Hey, look, the games have been fun. They've been entertaining. I still agree with a lot of people, Rob, that get into it and say, look, he's traveling. He's doing this. They get away with that. That all happens at this level.
For me, I don't worry about that because I guess I look at it as entertainment. To me, when you do that, to me, it's almost like saying wrestling is fake. But if you know that and it bothers you, don't watch it. You know what I mean? I should say it's staged because it's not fake. Wrestling is staged. If you know that and it bothers you, don't watch it. If you know that, I know the NBA, I'm going to get some traveling, I'm going to get some things like that. I know that going into it, and if that bothers you, don't watch it. But I'm telling you what, some super athletes and a team that I feel a little bit uncomfortable with right now because I grew up hating them and I'm supposed to hate them, that's the Boston Celtics. I love watching them. I'm a huge Jason Tatum fan. And Jason Tatum has two things going against him. He went to Duke and he plays for the Celtics.
Yeah,
and I freaking love him. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love him. He plays every night, Jeremy. If he's sitting out, he's really hurt. There's no load management with Jason Tatum.
I hate that phrase.
I know because we use it for something else. But if he really doesn't play, he's hurt. So I know it's easy because they're 33-12 right now. And it's easy to pick them. But Jeremy, I don't see any team in the NBA right now beating the Boston Celtics in 7 games. None.
In my mind, there are 3 that can. And the Cavaliers, once they get healthy, are an interesting team. But Nets, Sixers, Bucks all have the talent to do it. I'm not saying they will, but any one of those teams could
Nets,
beat them.
Sixers, Bucks. Mm-hmm. The Bucks are the only team that I say could. Because I don't think the Nets and the Sixers have the intestinal fortitude. I don't think they're mentally strong enough to handle, to beat them in 7 games.
The Celtics would be favored, but that being said, I think those teams can. I just don't know. Knicks, Heat, Hawks, Pacers, Bulls, none of those teams unless they make some sort of drastic move at the trade deadline.
So for you, who's the best team in the NBA?
I would lean Celtics. I really love what the Nuggets are doing. We'll get to the best player in the game in a second.
Oh, we're going to pick MVP because we're not to debate the best player in the game. We both know who the best player in the game is, but is that the MVP?
Hold on one sec. I love the Grizzlies too, by the way.
I wish the Grizzlies could get to the finals because I love John Morant.
By the way, they're ahead of schedule because they're going to have, they'll figure out their money, their financial situation. Their draft picks have been panning out. They'll be able to do some sort of package and get a better player. But the Grizzlies and the Mavericks are in that same boat where you're going to have to add another superstar, I think, to the team. Especially if the Mavs want to keep, Mavs are in 5th place, which is so weird to see all these teams that are not in it right now. Like the Suns are in 12th place in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. The Kings are 25-18 and have the 3 seed right now. And
the
I know
Suns are in 12th place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All the injuries they've had. So, they're actually 1 game ahead of the Lakers. How bad does that sound? So that being said,
really?
Yeah, they've had so many injuries. They've fallen apart here. And I told you after the new year, they'd struggled to get to 100 points. But, yeah, I love the way the Grizzlies are playing. They're way ahead of schedule. I do think the Nuggets are the best team out West.
You think they are?
Yeah.
But you think overall the Celtics are?
Yeah. Because let me just explain to you. When you talk about the Nuggets, you love a lot of things about them offensively. Their home court advantage is greater than most teams because of where they play, them in Utah. Some places like Madison Square Garden or like the Boston Garden, like they're very – the nostalgia there, it makes them tough places to play, and the fact that their fans are going to support them. But in the playoffs, I think most fans will show up. I just think the Nuggets are a really good team. But that Boston Celtics team can switch 1 through 5. They have 2 guys that they can throw at Giannis if they run into him that I think are better than what all the other teams have. And when they get to the finals, they have superstars. They were just there last year. It's a really good team. Malcolm Brogdon changed a lot of things for them. But make no mistake about it, one of the most important pieces for him is Robert Williams. And now that he's healthy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, I just think from top to bottom, not only are they talented, but they're just tough, Jeremy. I mean, they're a tough basketball team. And again, I hate to admit it, but I love watching them. Now, who's the MVP?
People don't want to hear it, but it's Jokic again. I want to give it to Luka, but I was going to say that I said this to you in the commercial break, and we were laughing about it. But I looked over my shoulder. I don't know if anybody's paying attention. I can make a case: the two best players in the NBA are white dudes.
Foreign.
Well, why is that? Hold on. We didn't ask where they were from. They're white dudes.
Foreign.
Jokic and Doncic are phenomenal. But I'd still say that, like, when you start talking about the best players in the game, you keep your eye on Ja Morant, man. This guy is on another level. He's so good, and he's getting better in all the aspects of the game that he really needs to get better in.
Mm-hmm.
His outside shooting, he's getting to the line akin to what James Harden's doing. And, of course, the assists are going to be there. The athleticism's great. But I would still – the numbers that Jokic puts up are just off the charts.
He's going to have a triple-double as a center. Real quick before we get out of this segment, is he the best player in the NBA? Yes, he is. But the NBA don't have the balls to give him the three MVP years in a row. I think it's going to be the guy that I talked about. I think Jason Tatum's going to get MVP this year. If the Celtics are the best team in the East, he's going to – because they don't have the guts to give him three-time MVP. Even though – should he – is he the most valuable player in the league right now? Yeah, because I don't think the Nuggets as a team are as good as the Celtics as a team. I think more of their success is because of Jokic, more so than Tatum. Tatum is the best player on that team.
I
think he also has a sidekick that can carry him as well.
Yeah. They've got the.
I don't think the Denver Nuggets have a sidekick that can carry this team.
Well, Jamal Murray has.
I don't think he's a team carrier though. I don't think so.
Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, they have a really.
Those
good
are good
team.
Players, mm-hmm. But are we talking good players or players that can carry a team?
Well, okay.
I don't think those cats carry a team. I think those are good basketball players. I think the Celtics have two guys that can carry a team.
Who's the best player in the league right now? Let me put it this way: if you could take one player right now,
if I take one player
for 1 year,
Tatum.
Tatum, it's Doncic for me. I can't wait to see what the Frenchman does when he gets drafted number one overall.
Yeah.
When he comes in the league,
NBA more than any other sport is an international game. Mm-hmm. The three major sports. I know hockey has been that way forever, but of the three major sports, the NBA is more of an international sport than anything. Hey, thanks a lot, Jeremy. 410-583-1057 is the number. Encore 945, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line Concrete Lock.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Last night, took one on the chin. It was ugly. We've got five NBA games tonight, a full slate of NHL. Actually, four NHL games that I like tonight, and a bunch of college plays as well. We'll get into that. I'll tell you what happened last night. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll preview the weekend with the playoff games, and I'll give you my concrete lock tomorrow. But get into today's slate. Lots that I like. I'll throw it at you when we come back right here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And Giddey fighting amongst the tall timber inside. How did he come up with it? Goes it right back to Shea. Slashing right to the cup. Giddey, the patience and the beautiful finish. No point of this game, and how about that? Why not keep firing away for Isaiah Joe, who's got 23 and 7 threes.
There you go. That's courtesy of Bally Sports Oklahoma. That was a tough loss. And again, I was terrible last night. One of the hardest parts about this job when you give out picks is coming in and facing the music when you were just bad. I had the Lakers as a top play. They lost.
You give people their money back that they put in for you to give them the advice?
No, they didn't pay me anything.
Then keep it moving.
Well, yeah. the ironic thing.
He's giving free advice, and he feels bad when he's wrong.
Oh, I do. Know.
Keep it moving.
Well, because people take his free advice and bust his balls. It's like, it's free.
I've had a couple people. So I've been hitting my top play overall consistently, and I've lost back-to-back days now. The thing about the Pacers-Thunder game, of all the games, it's the one I have the right to be angry about because I got everything I wanted. The pace of play was off the charts. They were up and down the floor left and right. The Pacers went on two droughts that really cost them, and then scoring droughts. And like, if you watch the game, it started off, it was 17-1 in the first 2 minutes and 45 seconds. So, I mean, you're looking to get roughly, you'd like to get, in a game like that, 15 points every 3 minutes. So you're already over that pace, even though one team had 1 point. The Pacers came storming back, but what happens a lot when teams come storming back, Rob, they have to score a lot, but they also have to get stops. And they benched their players in the fourth quarter, so the Pacers brought in their bench, and it just didn't quite make it. Frustrating game, to say the least. Lakers blew it late. They were down, I think it was a three-point game. They were getting 2.5. You might have got a little bit more, depending on. I put my plays out routinely early. So it was just an issue with that. Missed all the NBA games except the one I told you. Whenever I pick the Hawks, they lose. The Hawks beat the Mavericks last night. So F me. What's going on? Boston and the Islanders, that went under. That was a top play that I hit. Calgary lost to Colorado, but Ottawa beat Pittsburgh 2-1 there. I had Virginia Tech as a top play. It was a miss. So it was just a bad night overall. A couple other basketball games that worked out for me. West Virginia won, so on and so on. Let's get to today's slate because I'm tired of talking about losers. I do like today's slate a lot. The NBA was interesting, which we'll get to last. Let me start with college.
It's good to know that you're a guy that doesn't like to talk about himself.
Thank you, Clint.
Because you said you started talking about losers. Mm.
I don't like you. All right, let's do this. We'll start off with the NCAA because it's not a great night for games in college basketball for the matchups you like. We do have some top 25 teams in action.
Okay.
The best game tonight would be Michigan State hosting Rutgers. Mm-hmm. Rutgers ranked. Michigan State's not. It would typically be a game that I would tell you to take Michigan State. I'm staying away from it. I saw it at 3.5 in Michigan State's favor, but I'm staying away from it. The four games that I like tonight. I like Coastal Carolina plus 1.5 against App State. Carolina's home. I like USC and Arizona to go over the 151.5. Stanford minus 10.5 against Oregon State. But I think my favorite play today is Sam Houston State minus 5 against Stephen F. Austin. Sam Houston, Stephen F. Austin. Two guys from Texas, right? Just wild and crazy kids playing some basketball today.
Who would have thought they had schools named after them growing up?
Right.
Man, I'm from Texas, man. Who thought they would have had a school named after me? Yeah. Sam Houston is a military base and a school.
Yeah.
Named after him. That joker.
Well, Sam Houston was a military man, right?
Yeah.
Stephen F. Austin? Wasn't it? He recorded Camptown Races, right?
He invented the ice cream cone.
Did he?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
No.
Like, what? What a weird thing to invent.
Because it makes you believe it for a second. It's so funny.
I don't know anything about Stephen F. Austin.
I did it in Tampa. It's to Celeste. We're driving by and we're at Dale Mabry Highway, which is the main route through the city. I said, you know who Dale Mabry was? She said, no. I said, he invented the ice cream cone. She said, oh, really? No, he was a World War I fighter pilot. But it's like, it sounded good.
Oh, man, it's good stuff. Well, Sam Houston State is my favorite play in college hoops. In the NHL, I love Tampa Bay tonight. It's almost even money against Edmonton. They're on the road. I love the Rangers at home, probably my favorite NHL play tonight against the Bruins. Bruins are really good. It's a back-to-back for them. Good spot for the Rangers to pick up a W, but as Ed will tell you, the Bruins are extremely tough, maybe the best team in hockey.
Yes.
But I like the spot here for the Rangers. New Jersey, minus 135 at Seattle, and I like Dallas and L.A. over 6. Anything stand out to you in the NHL, Ed?
Oh, boy. The game I was really interested in was the Rangers-Bruins game because the Bruins, probably the best team in hockey, and they are on. You know, they're 8-1-1 in the last 10. So I mean, they're killing it.
Yeah.
They're killing it. And, I mean, the Rangers are playing well.
Well,
they are. But I tell you, that's a tough out, man.
My as I look at the NBA, there are three games I like. Five games tonight. I'm not playing any totals, but if I were looking at them, I would probably peek at that Brooklyn-Phoenix under or the Toronto-Minnesota over. Like, all the games tonight, listen to these totals. Brooklyn-Phoenix, 220.5. It's the lowest total of night. Philly-Portland, 234. Golden State-Boston, 238.5. By the way, this would be a great night for basketball had these teams been playing like we expected them to. If the Nets had Durant and the Suns had Chris Paul and Devin Booker and everything was going right for them, would be a great game tonight. I'm trying to. I got to check it out to see who's getting healthy, who's coming back. Chicago, Detroit's at 236.5. Toronto, Minnesota, 230.5. It's crazy. What?
Nothing.
What did I miss? What are you saying, Joe?
I had to look up who made Camp Town Races. Who wrote that?
Who was it?
It was Stephen Foster.
Yeah, Stephen Foster.
I kind of believed you when you said Stephen F. Foster.
Oh, I know you believed him.
you know what's funny about that? The reason I did it is it's in Tombstone.
What do you think? Is that what he? Okay.
Is that Camp Town Races? Stephen Foster. No, it's Frederick effing Chopin.
Stephen Austin was the Secretary of State.
Yeah. He also wrote Camp Town Races. Look it up.
He didn't. The ice cream cone.
I thought he was the $6 million man.
Actually, when you Google Stephen Austin, the wrestler comes up. Yeah, it's way more famous.
I'm going to walk a mud hole in your ass and walk it dry. Or what is it?
Stomp a mud hole in your ass and walk it dry.
All right, so here's my three NBA plays as I'm just rambling. I like the Blazers to knock off the Sixers tonight. I like them to win outright, +2.5. I like the Raptors to beat the Wolves. They're -4.5. The Wolves. My top play tonight is going to be the Suns. Suns against the Nets. Nets are a little banged up. Obviously, Durant's out. They're still figuring things out. If Kyrie is not going off, you got to figure out where they're getting scoring from, because they've got guys. Warren comes off the bench, but he doesn't play mega minutes. Nick Claxton's been playing center for him. He's been playing more, but you're looking at guys like Joe Harris, Steph Curry, who you need to score for him, because let's be honest, Ben Simmons doesn't add a lot of scoring. He can help out in the offensive department with the assists and rebounds. He's even said himself he's got to shoot more, and he's got the yips when it comes to going to the basket. He just had a game the other night where he didn't score a single basket. He played like 37 minutes, didn't score once. That's ridiculous. So my top play tonight, I like the Suns a lot. I like Tampa Bay in the NHL. I'm sorry, the Rangers in the NHL. I do like Tampa Bay. And my favorite play in college hoops is Sam Houston State, Camp Town Races. There you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Ed Norris, this is your Friday, isn't it?
It is, my friend.
Chomping at the bit.
I can't wait. Can I wait?
I'm surprised you don't already have your coat on.
I think I'm going to have to change out his shirt. It's hot down there.
Man, screw him, man. I didn't ask for all of that. I didn't ask. Jeremy gives the weather report, not you. Especially from Sarasota.
Do you want Sarasota's weather report?
No.
Okay.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Also, find out what we learned today on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
My father would always, the Packers obviously would, great then. My father, we'd bet, whatever. And we'd watch TV together and watch the Packers play the Browns, always, a great game and all that stuff. And then for Christmas, it's always what I wanted. It was a football helmet. Because at the time, they first came out with the, the replica helmets, but you could wear, like a whole, you'd get a jersey and a helmet. And the first Christmas, he bought me a Green Bay Packer jersey and a helmet.
It's so funny because Rob and I actually talked about this, and that's, when he was a kid, all he ever wanted was a football helmet, and they couldn't find one to fit his head. And then he came out one Christmas morning, and he thought they bought him a brand new car. But no, underneath that big box was his football helmet.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did. No, we didn't talk about it. I thought about it. You heard me with those big ears.
And Ed, I thought you fell in love with sports at the Olympics, the first one,
yeah,
in the Coliseum,
in Greece.
Let me tell you, wasn't it funny pictures? I'm not sending it to you guys because I know it will end up on social media.
I would never do that.
The next Christmas, I got a Kansas. I wanted a helmet every year. I always wanted a Cowboys helmet, but they never had them. Whatever we got them, he got me a Chiefs helmet.
Let me see it.
Well, I took the decal because in my team I was playing for was red, so I wore that helmet to put the stripe on it and get out of here.
God, look at that hair.
How about that hair?
Did you comb your hair with a pork chop? How'd you get that greasy look? No. Ed's got that. What kind of hairdo is that?
Just long. I don't know.
Just let it grow. And that's the encore for today, 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You had a tidbit for us, Jeremy, about the Orioles? Or was that your...
Oh, no, it's not what I learned. Okay. Orioles have 8 players in Baseball America. Is it Baseball America? Top 100 list. It's one of the baseball publications. I think it was Baseball America.
Not trying to put you on the spot. Did they tell in that article who has the most?
No. Well, I'd have to go through it, but I just read the names of the Orioles players on the list. But they also have the number one, which that's good. You got another number one prospect here.
Who's the number one prospect?
Gunnar Henderson. Mm-hmm. They still consider him a prospect.
Yeah, because he hadn't played enough games yet.
Grayson Rodriguez at 6. Jackson Holliday's 15. And then you got Colton Cowser, D.L. Hall, and Jordan
Lester. Jackson Holliday's already 15.
That's how good they think this kid is.
That's crazy. And hey, sign free agents. You can't sign all these free agents. You don't know what you'll do with these guys, man.
And his brother's getting drafted this year, right?
Yeah. Is that this year?
Is it this year or next year?
Can't remember. I know he's going to be top picks.
I just read an article about it. I don't remember what year it was, but they were just talking about he's going to be another top pick.
And I'm being told position players will report to spring training a month from tomorrow. Of course, pitchers and catchers on the 15th. So baseball season right around the corner. And you know how it is. Whenever football season's over here in Baltimore, Ed, what do we do? When the pitchers and catchers report.
Absolutely. First thing you think about.
First thing you think about, man, before
There's
the draft.
Two things we think about.
That and the draft.
Days off and pitchers and catchers.
Yeah. Us. Yeah. You think about days off. Yeah. Sometimes that's all you can do. Think about them. Might not get them.
I'm off tomorrow. Jeremy's off Monday.
You're off Monday?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You were sitting there.
When?
Yesterday.
Man, you are a disrespectful Mary Franklin. You know that?
Why is that?
Why the hell I got to know everything that's going on with you, and I got to sit and listen to it, but you can't remember one damn thing that's happened with me?
Are you my wife? Because you're starting to sound like her. Well, I talk to you, and I talk to you, and you don't hear anything.
Well, she's a smart woman that made one mistake.
You know, only funny because it's true.
Oh, God.
It's the only reason why it's funny. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Ed Norris.
Well, Jeremy's really bad at math and geography. Just for the record. Because the first Olympics was 776 BC. The Colosseum wasn't built until 80 AD, so they're 800 years apart. And by the way, the Colosseum's in Rome, not Greece.
I didn't say Greece, did I? He said Greece.
You said it within the Colosseum.
Yeah.
The Olympics began in Greece.
In Greece. That's why I said
Colosseum's
in
Italy.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I was directing you by saying in Greece.
Every damn movie I see about the Spartans has English people playing them, and they all have accents.
Athens, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Athens? Yeah.
What?
First Olympics. When is Athens? First Olympics?
Athens. Actually, they were near... the first modern was held in Athens.
Okay.
The first Olympic Games were held at Olympia. Hence the name.
Yeah, Olympics. Yeah. Jeremy Kahn, what did you learn today?
Two things here real quick. One of which, the 49ers have won 11 games in a row. Since 2003, teams that have won 11 or more games in a row have gone 1-11 against the spread the following week. It's courtesy of Bet Labs. 49ers being 3.5 against the Cowboys. If you like these sort of trends, that would mean take the Cowboys this weekend. I'm going to tell you to take the Cowboys because I think they win the game this weekend. Also, I wanted to tell you guys about crazy night last night. We saw a couple of cows smoking weed and playing poker. The stakes were high, man.
It just, it don't stop.
No?
It just doesn't stop.
It just doesn't stop at all.
Do you know how a mathematician deals with constipation?
Go ahead, tell me.
He works it out with a pencil. That wasn't even a dad joke. That was just nasty.
A bad joke. LIV Golf has Live Golf has reached a multi-year U.S. broadcast television and streaming agreement with the CW Network to air live tournaments. Tour officials announced on Thursday, according to the news release, that CW will broadcast each of the Live Golf's 14 global events this coming season on its cable network channels and the CW app.
Well, wait a minute. Am I still going to be able to see reruns of Family Feud
Probably
and Moesha?
Probably not.
Is Moesha still on?
Maybe a rain delay. Mo to the, E to the.
Don't act like I didn't watch it.
The second Live Golf season is scheduled to tee off in Mexico. That's February the 24th to the 26th.
You think they have staying power?
Live Golf has announced that. I think this is the first part, the first step to having some staying power. You got to be on something other than just. His streaming is very important, but it's who's streaming? They were streaming with no HD. It was horrible. Streaming was horrible. I mean, listen, when I stream, the quality shouldn't be worse. When I stream from Masson, from my phone to the television, it looks like every other show on. When you stream
I think Amazon
Live
sucks.
Golf, you think Amazon sucks?
I've had me and Vinny Serrato have had trouble with the streaming on Thursday night games.
Does the quality suck or does it, I mean, in terms of the picture? I'm talking about the picture itself.
No, it's the sound goes out. It's shaky sometimes. It's just, it's bad.
So what I learned today, you can't get Uber Eats. You can't watch this Christmas. And you can't get the quality on Amazon.
Why can't you watch this Christmas?
I have a good show for you guys, though.
What's that?
Gomorrah.
You like that?
Have you watched it?
No, but I've read some good things about it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And I should recommend you watch it in Italian with the subtitles.
Really?
Yeah. Because the dubbing
is sexier?
Not good.
Okay, it's dubbed. Yeah. I don't like that.
The dub stuff. Oh, God, it drives me nuts. There's so many good shows, and I feel like you're right.
Act like you didn't like the karate movies.
Oh, I love it.
What are you doing?
When the guy,
I'll get you.
This time you'll be eating paper. Next time you're eating grass.
Yeah, they're like, what the hell? Who's
he's still,
so bad.
His mouth is still moving. He said two words.
Yeah.
Ed, safe travels, my friend.
Thank you.
But let's hope Celeste didn't hear.
Oh, Vinny, she heard. We were talking.
Oh, you were? She was talking. You were listening.
95 decibels.
You guys were talking about the first Olympics in Greece. Do you know that the first French fries were cooked in France? No, they weren't. They were cooked in Greece.
Jeremy, what is Celeste saying right now? Right now, sir.
She's MF and Ed. I don't even need to hear that to know that.
No, you can hear her. Only you can hear. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.